SBS Filipino.
With me today is Laurie Lawrence, and maybe a lot of us know him from the ad that Stay Alive, Do the Five. And we are going to talk about the importance of learning or knowing how to swim. Good day, Laurie.
How are you, Maridel?
Good. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
In a recent study, it found out that one in three parents with children under five are not taking their children to swimming lessons, despite that one in four are admitting that they've experienced a near drowning.
That's correct, and that's a worry, isn't it? That
it's very concerning.
Even though their children have had a near drowning experience, they're still not taking them for swimming lessons. And that's bad. You know, that's irresponsible.
And in Australia, especially now that we're nearly there in the summer months, a lot of us spend a lot of time around the water, isn't it?
We do. Spring and summer, the drowning season. Most of the drownings in Australia occur in spring and summer. Many of them are young men or young boys because they seem to not worry so much about the risks that exist in and around water. But I've, for a long time, as you said, Maridel, been a big proponent of getting kids taught to swim at an early age before they can walk.
So a lot of some parents say, my child can't walk yet, so there's no use in doing swimming lessons.
No, but I've had a longitudinal study done by Professor Robin Jorgensen who showed that kids who have swimming lessons early, it builds their social, emotional, physical and intellectual capital. They're smarter, they're better coordinated, all these other things. And I know that by the time they're 18 months of age, if you've been taking them to swimming lessons and slowly building skills, they will be able to save themselves by 18 months of age. It's more than just safety, it's more than health. It's being smarter and it's being better coordinated. So swimming embraces a lot of things. That's why it's so important.
And I guess it's building confidence around the water as well.
Yeah, well, that's number one. But very often it's the parents who are more scared than the kids. So when the parents come and bring their little baby to learn to swim, you've got to make parents feel comfortable and safe and secure in the water. Because if you can do that, then the child will relax when the parent relaxes. And if the parent holds the child softly and gives them an opportunity to explore, their children will become a lot better in the water. So it's a much about teaching the parents as it is about teaching the kids.
And sometimes parents will say, I can teach my child how to swim. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a very good idea, particularly in the early stages, but you need some guidance. So to get some guidance, you need to go to a swimming school and just get the basics first. And then once you've got those basics, the more you can get to the pool and interact and play with your child, the better you will get, the better your child will get, and the safer they will be in and around water.
And I suppose when you're in a public place or in a public pool, it's more difficult as well, isn't it, to look after your child and his safety if the child does not know how to swim by themselves?
Well, public pool, you must be within arm's reach. Rua Lifesaving recommends this, that if you're in a public pool and you've got a young child under the age of five who can't swim, then you need to be close enough to reach out and grab them if they go underwater.
And some parents would say, I don't have the extra money.
Yeah, that's very often a problem. But I look at it this way. I think, what price do you put on a child's life? That's number one. Two, did you buy a carton of beer this month? Three, have you bought a packet of smokes this month? Four, have you had a cup of coffee every day this week? Five. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You find a way. You find a way by budgeting for swimming lessons, because it's very, very important. And if you can't afford them, you need to talk to your grandparents and ask them to take the kids, because it's the best thing a grandkid could do for their grandchild. Take them to swimming lessons, and that one-on-one bonding between the parent and the grandparent and the child, the three of them mixed together to help to get their children taught to swim at an early age. But the bonding that occurs between the grandparent and the child is absolutely precious. You can't buy that. It's beautiful.
And of course, many say that swimming is a life skill.
It is a life skill. And not only is it a life skill, it makes you smarter.
From the 23rd of September to the 2nd of October, there's a good opportunity for everyone to learn how to swim.
If they go online to learn2swimweek.com and put in their postcode, they will find all the swim schools around Australia. There's over 500 swim schools involved who are giving free swimming lessons this week. And if the swim school's not there, just ring up your local swim school and say, it's Learn to Swim Week. How about giving me some free swimming lessons?
Thank you very much, Laurie Lawrence.
You're a gem. See you later.
Ibahagi ang news sa loobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.